Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Tamar Jacoby back on the show. Tamar is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president of Immigration Works USA, the editor of the outstanding book on the topic, Reinventing the Melting Pot. And as I said, she's our good friend, Tamar Jacoby. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Tamar, the border states, and in particular Arizona, is at ground zero for most of what's ugly about illegal immigration in America. Is that a fair statement?
Well, it's ground zero for what's ugly and what's good about illegal immigration, but yes. I mean,
all the things that are bad about illegal immigration, they're hard by to that because they're so close, and other states are too. California is, Texas, New Mexico, they are too. But Arizona seems to be having
Arizona because most of the people come in, more than half of unlawful immigrants come into the country through Arizona because they walk across the desert there. So all the crime and smuggling, mostly the smuggling, the crime not committed by the immigrants so much because they don't really commit much crime, but the crime committed by the smugglers, you know, it's mob style violence, killing each
Mexico
other.
Mexico is getting out of hand down there. I mean, it's getting really ugly down there. It's starting to remind me a little bit of some of the African nations almost right now. You know, just out of control. But I want to get to the heart of the discussion today. As many of you know, folks, the state of Arizona is in the process of passing a law that would allow Arizona to deal in a more vociferous way, in a more aggressive way, the illegal immigration situation, and Tamar, as you know, this has become a national discussion. I mean, as I said earlier, in quilting bees and book reviews and pool rooms all over the country, people are talking about this. But what I'm concerned about, Tamar, is that they know of this bill, but they don't know really the truth about it. Can you tell us
the truth about it? First of all, it's already passed. First of all, it's passed, and it's about to go into effect. So
that's what I meant. Yeah, go ahead.
There's no question anymore, right? It's on the books. It's going to kick in at the end of July. And what it does is it makes illegal immigration a state crime as well as a federal crime. Up until now, illegal immigration has been entirely a matter for the feds.
Meaning only the feds could enforce it. The state didn't really have any authority.
Exactly. It had very, very limited authority.
Right.
Very small loophole. And now the state wants to and Arizona has been trying to take that enforcement power into its hands for quite a long time, succeeding a little bit here, failing a little bit there, and the feds have been pushing back. So this is Arizona's last, you know, defiant push to say, we're going to do this. And the law sounds perfectly reasonable, right? What it says is that if a local law enforcement, a state police or sheriff, stops an illegal immigrant for any other reason, for any other law,
they run a stop sign or anything.
Let's before we get to the examples, because the point is any other lawful reason, then they can ask for the immigration papers, and if they find out they're illegal, they can take steps. And that sounds reasonable, right? If you're stopped in the middle of a crime, you get the cop is going to look at your papers and potentially arrest you. But the tricky part is that the law also says it can be any kind of crime, and it makes it a requirement for cops to do it, even in cases of municipal ordinances, like where people have tinted windows on their car, or cars, you know, propped up on blocks on their front yard. Like the memos between the author of the law and the people who passed it literally talk about this kind of stuff. Use these pretexts to go after people, and the point
is those are profiling examples, aren't they?
Well, that's breaking the law, right? Some municipal ordinance to have tinted windows.
Yeah.
But it's basically, and the law is pretty explicit about this, the goal is what it calls attrition through enforcement. And what that means is basically harassing illegal immigrants until they leave the country.
Yeah.
So it sounds reasonable. I mean, stopping criminals.
Before you think that it's unreasonable, and I'm not taking sides here with a statement, before any of us think it's unreasonable, we should transport ourselves and imagine living in Arizona and dealing with what they have to deal with.
Yeah, fair enough. But again, I think harassing people on the basis of ethnic, of clothes, it's not ethnic, fair enough. You know, tinted windows is actually behavior, but harassing people on the basis of behavior like that in order to drive them out of the country, I don't really think that's how we want to deal with the problem.
Well, the main thing is what has happened here.
With illegal immigration, but not harassing them to leave the country.
Well, what has happened is the state, the federal government has had the authority for illegal to enforce illegal immigration, but they haven't taken the necessary steps to do it. So the border states, Arizona in particular, have said, "Okay, we're going to take our steps because the United States doesn't have an effective immigration policy. We're going to create our own. We're going to take matters in our own hands." And the truth is, if I'm not mistaken, Tamar, 11 other states are thinking about a similar bill in their states.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think a lot of that is. That's true. I think a lot of those people running for office who think it's a popular thing to say. It's not always the state legislature. It's sometimes a candidate saying, "You know, if you elect me, I'm going to do this."
Well, the reason I brought it up,
because it's popular. It's popular. The law is very popular. 60% of the public think it's a good idea. And again, I understand why. It sounds reasonable to say we're going to stop. We're going to ask people who committed crimes for their papers. And it's reasonable to say the feds have failed. And it's reasonable to say we don't want to just turn a blind eye to illegal immigration anymore. I get all that. I still don't think Arizona necessarily has come up with the answer. But
the reason I brought the other states up is if small business owners are listening to you, when they're listening to you and me and they're thinking, well, I don't live in Arizona, what do I care? Well, if one of your states passes one of these laws, this bill is affecting business in Arizona. And I've watched it happen in front of me. I've been to conferences where the next one was planned in Arizona, and leading attendees said, "I'm not going." And the people who were putting on the conference were shocked. They were amazed that they had this kind of a scenario, folks. So my point is, I'm not making a judgment. I'm just saying that if your state is thinking about it, it could affect your business. We're right back with Tamar Jacoby. Stay with us. Mr. Richard Pennyman, ladies and gentlemen, otherwise known as Little Richard. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. He's still rocking after all these years, ladies and gentlemen. He's still rocking. 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out the blog, the articles, the archives, the knowledge base, AskJim.biz, the Brain Trust members like our good friend Tamar Jacoby. Also, we have a poll question on the homepage there, so if you'll answer it, when you click submit, it'll show where you stack rank with all the other folks who voted and see how your vote is. So check it out when you get a chance at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Tamar Jacoby is our guest. She's the president of Immigration Works USA. Give us the website, Tamar, please.
ImmigrationWorksUSA.org.
And people can find out all the things you do there, all the good work that you do, and participate with you, can't they?
Absolutely. And what we do is organize small business owners who rely on immigrant workers and who think that we need to fix the immigration system. So if you're a small business owner in whatever sector, restaurants, hospitality, construction, high tech,
yep,
who relies on immigrant workers, come join us in our what we're trying to do.
She's making people more aware of the good, the bad, and the ugly, and trying to find solutions. And as she does here on the show from time to time. Tamar, I've got a connection between General McChrystal and Governor, what's the Governor of Arizona? What's
Jan Brewer.
Governor Brewer. That's
it.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Let's go. Go for it.
Okay, so I may be the only person in the world that would come up with this, but you know, President Obama's having a rough couple of weeks here. He's got a defiant governor, and he's got a general that ran off the rails, right? And the connection between the two is both of them told the truth.
That's interesting.
Now whether McChrystal was wrong, he should have been fired. I was in the military for 15 years. You don't do what he did and live to tell about it. But the truth, nobody has said, if you think about what McChrystal did, I haven't heard anybody say that the things that he said were wrong.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
I hear you.
There's all kinds of dysfunction in the civilian part of that. Now, my point is, nobody has said, I say nobody, some people I guess are saying, but you said 60% of Americans think Governor Brewer is right. And so,
what we
do believe that she's right about is that the federal government isn't doing its job. So even though President Obama doesn't like what these people are doing, they're probably telling the truth. And so that's the irony of all that, I think.
I think you got something. I mean, I'm not a fan of the Arizona law, but I think you're right that she is telling the truth in the sense that she's saying the federal government hasn't fixed it and what we've got now doesn't work and we need to do something.
She's the governor of the state and she's responsible for her citizens' well-being, and this is the action. They've got drastic situation down there. She feels, you know, that she has to take drastic action. Now, President Jacoby, how would you resolve this with the governor?
Well, look, I mean, I don't think that the federal government should be in the position of stepping in and overriding a state legislature. You know, odious as people may think the law is and concerned as they may be about what's going on there, I think for the federal government to sue is really a big mistake.
And is that in the offing?
That is going to be announced probably, if not today, tomorrow or the next
day. The federal government is going to announce a lawsuit against the state of Arizona?
Yep.
Holy mackerel. Could this be shades of 1964? Could this be?
Well, I mean, the problem is, you had federal government interfering in states in 1964, but in 1964, most of the public supported the federal government.
Right.
Right now, you have a situation where most of the public is supporting Arizona.
Right.
And so the president is going to take action against a policy that 11 states, as you point out, are clamoring for.
Yeah,
and step into a debate where there isn't the kind of clarity that I think was emerging. I mean, obviously, it's hard to put ourselves back in 1964. Maybe it didn't seem so clear at that time either. But I would argue that this is a time when there isn't clarity about a moral right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are moral rights and wrongs on both sides here.
So
the president's going to step in, I believe, in a very polarizing way.
Right,
and send what's already a polarized debate through the roof.
What would you do?
What they've got to do is fix the system at the federal level. I mean, the irony is, for years, poll after poll after poll shows 60, 70, 80% of the public in favor of a compromise solution on immigration.
Including amnesty?
That's the flashpoint, isn't it? For those people.
That's the flashpoint.
That's the flashpoint, but again, 60, 70, 80% of the public will support that if they get in exchange tough enforcement, and it's not just amnesty that people have to earn their, they have to be required to sign up.
And to be fair to President Obama, he's not the first president to not do anything about this.
That's true. It's taken the whole system to fail. But how can you have a system where 60, 70, 80% of the public is for it, and the freaking parties can't get together to get it done?
Just like, so as if we needed something else to worry about tomorrow, we got a government, federal government, who's going to take a state government to court. You know, all the things we need to be doing to create jobs and to grow the economy, this is not fighting among ourselves.
It's not one of them.
It's not the answer. That's exactly. Hey, give us the website quickly one more time tomorrow.
ImmigrationWorksUSA.org.
Will you come back again? Thanks.
Advocating immigration reform.
Thanks for keeping us posted on this tomorrow. Come back real soon.
Thanks for having me.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.